Beloved, we are now looking at a series called Revival Now, and we've looked at a couple of scriptures so far, but I'm just going through various different scriptures that lead us toward that title of Revival Now. And here's one right here I want to bring you. It's 2 Chronicles, if you've got your Bible, and the 7th chapter, and from verse 14, and this is what it says. It's awesome. This is what it says. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Wow, that is so powerful. God Almighty again is talking. He is talking right now to us, beloved, as he brings us this scripture. I said on yesterday's program, many times people will say to me, how does the Lord speak to you? I believe he speaks to you through the Word of God. That is one of the ways that he speaks to you. And the thing is this, if you don't read the Word of God, if you don't read scripture, if you don't read the Bible on a daily basis, how do you expect God to speak to you? This is one of the main ways he speaks to you. He sometimes speaks within my heart. He speaks within my heart actually quite a lot. And he brings forth prophetic words. And when those prophetic words come forth, they usually tie up with the Bible. If they don't tie up with scripture, then I disregard them. Because I believe everything that comes from scripture and everything that comes from the mouth of the Lord will lead you towards scripture, just as this particular one is doing right now. God Almighty is saying this to you today. He's saying, if you will call me by my name, if you will turn to me and you will pray, and that's what I want you to do, is to pray and communicate with God Almighty, because he's communicating with you. And if you want a relationship with Almighty God, then you need to talk to him, because if you're not talking to him, how on earth can you communicate? What is the point? I told you that my daughter is listening to this radio station today, and she was telling me that she's being mightily blessed by it. Now, if my daughter didn't communicate with me, her father, how would we say that we've got a relationship? If we never talk, then we have no relationship. It's because we talk so much that we do have a relationship. She lives in France. In fact, all of my kids live in France. And I live here in the UK. Now, with the power of the internet, you've got Skype, you've got email, you've got Facebook and all these different things. We can communicate all the time. If we didn't communicate, we wouldn't have a relationship. And it's just the same way. If you don't communicate with your Heavenly Father, you don't have a relationship. And therefore, you need to talk to him on a regular basis so that he can talk back to you. And this is how he is communicating with you today, beloved. He's saying, if you call me by my name, that means if you pray to me, and you will humble yourself. Now, that's an important word. And if you've got your Bible, I want you to underline that word, humble yourself. I talked about humility yesterday on the program, and I want you to look at it today. Because, beloved, when we stand before Almighty God, or we worship him, or we communicate with him, and we pray to him, we need to be humble of heart. If we're not, he's going to turn his ears away. He will not listen. We need to be humble of heart. And in this particular scripture, God Almighty is saying, if you will call me by my name, and you will humble yourself, and pray, there you go, and communicate, and seek my face, that means look for me. Really look for me. Not just pretend to look for me. Not just say, dear Lord Jesus, please bless me because I've got a problem and please help me out. Amen. That is not seeking the face of Almighty God. The way you seek his face is to pray and to worship like you're doing right now as you're listening to this. You're listening to Worship Radio 247 and you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth and you're feeling blessed by that music. That is real worship. And if you're doing that, you're beginning to humble yourself and you are seeking the face of Almighty God. And if you turn from your wicked ways, that means to repent on all of those things that you're doing wrong. the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, you continue to do. You need to turn from that. You need to stop it. Repentance means to turn away from. You need to stop, beloved. God Almighty says this in response to you. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will restore their land. Now, when you see the words restore their land, what God is saying to you is, he will restore to you that which you should have had, had you been in relationship with him in the first place. You see, I believe that my life would have gone in a different direction if I had been following Almighty God from a very early age when I first gave my heart to the Lord at 6 years old. If I had continued to follow him and not turn away from him, I think my life would have turned out differently. And I think the Lord is looking at my life and saying, listen, this is plan B for you because you've gone the wrong way and I've got to get you back on course. Therefore, I think this is plan B for you. I really do believe that. I have no evidence of that, but that's something I do believe. I believe that if I'd stayed with God Almighty and not turned away from him, my life would have turned out differently. I would have been doing different things, maybe the same sort of thing, but in a different sort of way. I will forgive their sins, and I will restore their land. Beloved, I believe for you today, this is a word in season, and I believe what you need to do is you need to seek more and more and more humility. You need to seek God's face, and you need to tell him today, in Jesus' name, that you are going to follow him, but not only are you going to follow him, but you're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. You're going to get closer and closer to Almighty God because he first loved you. Father God, I commend this word to you. Father God, I pray in Jesus' mighty name as your beloved people listening now are seeking your face and are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. I pray in Jesus' name that you would restore to them their land, Lord, and that you would pour your love upon them right now as they listen to you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Let's continue to worship now. This is beautiful. Hillsong and What the Lord Has Done in Me.
Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say